KQED.
From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, this is Forum. I'm Scott Schaefer, and today for Mina Kim. Coming up this hour, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg and his wife Priscilla Chan donated $75 million to help renovate San Francisco General Hospital, and now it's named after them. But a San Francisco supervisor wants to take their name off of it because revelations about Facebook's hardball tactics to discredit its critics. Then at 10:30, award-winning performer Taylor Mack joins us to talk about his latest production playing at the Curran Theater. It's called Holiday Sauce, and we'll hear about his long-awaited debut on Broadway with a new play starring Nathan Lane. It premieres in the spring. We'll get started right after this news. Welcome back to Forum. I'm Scott Schaefer, and today for Mina Kim. Now, later in the hour, performer Taylor Mack will be here to talk about his Christmas extravaganza now at the Curran Theater. But we begin with a controversy over a name, the name Zuckerberg, to be exact. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg and his wife Priscilla Chan, you may recall, donated $75 million to help renovate San Francisco General Hospital. And the hospital on Potrero Avenue now bears their name. Well, yesterday, the New York Times reported that Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg asked Facebook's communications staff to look into the financial interests of billionaire George Soros, who had called Facebook a menace to society, and it led to anti-Semitic attacks aimed at discrediting Soros, who is also a major Democratic Party donor. Well, in light of that and other hardball tactics by the company, San Francisco supervisor Aaron Peskin wants to remove Zuckerberg and Chan's names from the hospital that they funded. We wanted to have Supervisor Peskin on this morning. He was unable to join us, but I did talk with him yesterday afternoon, and I began by asking him what he wanted, why he wanted to take off General Hospital's name. And I'm being told, hold on. I think we're having maybe trouble getting that audio, but He, of course, has been raising this issue at the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. And I began, as I said, by asking him why he wants to remove that name.
It is the people's public health hospital. It is the people of San Francisco, through their tax dollars in large part, who operate the institution, our public health care and trauma center facility, every year. And so we're also really struggling with the policies around naming rights for public institutions. And quite frankly, we're also dealing with the notion that allowing the CEO of a corporate citizen that is not behaving like a mature adult, in many ways, the use of the name on our public health hospital validates their behavior. And, you know, quite frankly, I thought it was time to send a message. We'll see what the city attorney ultimately says. This was a request for the city attorney to look at the agreement and let the Board of Supervisors know what our options may be. But I hope that Facebook hears the message that it is time for them to reform their behavior and practices and pursuing smear campaigns against upstanding critics is not acceptable corporate behavior.
Let me just play devil's advocate, because opposition research, as you know as well as anybody, is like part and parcel politics, right? I mean, that is what candidates for office do. And I would, you know, hazard a guess that your campaigns over the years have done opposition research and maybe used some of it in ads or brochures. And I'm just thinking, you know, Willie Brown, for example, his name is on the Bay Bridge. And I'm sure over the years, you know, he's done that kind of thing. I mean, where do you draw the line?
It's a very good question. I think part of the public policy conversation that we're going to have is going to hone in on that. But I think we have to see this in a slightly different context. It cannot be considered normal for corporations to hire political consultancy firms to perform opposition research on their critics. It's not normal for private entities to use that information to spread conspiracy theories that are not true. on platforms that they themselves control. And it's not normal for Mr. Zuckerberg to refuse to accept responsibility and to publicly distance himself from the acts that his company instigated. And, you know, quite frankly, it's abhorrent, and it does not uphold San Francisco values.
If the city attorney says, Supervisor Peskin, go for it, you know, where would the money come from? Would you pay back Priscilla Chan and Mark Zuckerberg the $75 million they gave to the city?
Well, it's far too early to ascertain what the financial risks would or might be, and that is precisely what the city attorney will inform the Board of Supervisors of in the weeks ahead.
If the source of the funds was the general fund of San Francisco, would that be acceptable?
Well, as you know, I have a almost 20-year history as a on-and-off member of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, and am acknowledged to be a fiscally prudent and fiscally conservative legislator. So let's see what the city attorney has to say as to whether or not there's any financial liability. But meanwhile, I think the message has been sent, and let's see what Mr. Zuckerberg and Facebook have to say about their most recent business practices and decisions, ranging from the Cambridge Analytica scandal to what was reported in the New York Times earlier this year, that Facebook itself was tinkering with users' emotions in a newsfeed experiment, which actually spawned protests by workers at San Francisco General Hospital.
And again, that was San Francisco Supervisor Aaron Peskin. He wants to remove Zuckerberg's name from San Francisco General Hospital. We're going to hear from other folks in just a moment, but this is a half-hour segment. So if you want to weigh in on this question of whether the Zuckerberg name should be taken off the hospital that they helped fund to the tune of $75 million, give us a call at 866-733-6786, 866-733-6786. You can also email your comments to forum@kqed.org. And of course, this is much bigger than just a question about Mark Zuckerberg. It's a question about naming rights, philanthropy, and fundraising for civic projects. And we'd love to hear from you on that. San Francisco General Hospital, we did invite them to join us this morning. They declined, but here's part of a statement they released. For more than 150 years, our hospital's mission has been to serve the people of San Francisco, regardless of immigration status or ability to pay. Dr. Priscilla Chan, previously a resident physician at the hospital, and Mr. Mark Zuckerberg have significantly contributed to the fulfillment of that mission by allowing us to acquire state-of-the-art technology that we use every single day to save patient lives, and by providing continuing support of renovations, improvements in patient care, and education. Obviously, they do not want to have that name removed from the hospital. But joining us now is someone who does. Sasha Cutler is a registered nurse at the hospital and an outspoken critic of that naming that went down after their contribution. Sasha Cutler, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Scott.
What is the nature of your objection? Why do you agree with Supervisor Peskin that the Zuckerberg name should come off the hospital?
Well, there's a lot of reasons for that. And the one thing that I could point out as a nurse, that apparently Mark Zuckerberg has an edifice complex. That was my joke to begin. But the story that hasn't been told sufficiently is that the taxpayers and the electorate of San Francisco paid $887 million in 2008 to build a new seismically sound hospital. And that was 7 years before they announced that they were going to rename the entire hospital for Mark Zuckerberg. And I feel that that's really kind of playing a bait and switch with people, because we paid much more of that and are continuing to pay with that bond measure and a subsequent bond measure. So that's really, it's really an insult to the people of San Francisco for suggesting that they should do more than get their names on a plaque or part of the hospital that $75 million paid for. So it's disingenuous to suggest that it's a matter of not being grateful for the contribution, because everybody is grateful for having the improved services.
Do you agree, though, that the contribution they did make is helping the hospital achieve its mission?
I believe that that it is being helpful. But the other part about it that needs to be discussed in greater detail is that Facebook is responsible for a lot of things that are impacting people all over the world in a negative way. And in particular, as a research nurse, I'm very concerned about the research that Supervisor Peskin referred to that took place before they decided to change the name of the hospital.
All right. Sasha Cutler, registered nurse at SF General, thanks so much for joining us. Very much appreciate that. We've got some people who want to weigh in on this already. And again, I'll give the number out one more time. It's 866-733-6786. And I want to bring in another voice now, Maria Demento, who is a staff writer with the Chronicle of Philanthropy. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Scott. Thank you for having me.
You bet. What are your general thoughts about this as someone who studies philanthropy? What are your general takeaways from this controversy here?
Well, there's a lot that goes into this type of a controversy. It really has to do with a number of things. One is, you know, what goes into nonprofit institutions' naming policies, how that plays into their gift agreements. And with a large donation like this, given from an individual philanthropist, you know, who has not actually committed a crime, regardless of what we think about Facebook's actions, Mr. Zuckerberg and his wife have not committed a crime. And so it gets a little tricky. There have been situations in past years where, you know, a big donor who has committed some sort of a crime or who has had multiple credible allegations that a crime happened, an institution has removed their name or, you know, from the building or from a scholarship program or something like that. But every time a nonprofit does that, they have to think very carefully about how that action will look to other major donors. You know, it really becomes a question of how a nonprofit institution is going to weigh the benefit of the gift to the public it's trying to serve. So if they remove the name, do they then have to return the gift? You know, there might be something in the gift agreement about that. And if they do that, what will that loss of funds mean for how that institution's trying to serve the public good?
Well, and we also here in San Francisco, we have a number of very big tech companies. I mean, Mark Benioff from Salesforce just this week committed, I think it was $6 million to buy a building and turn it into a homeless, affordable housing for homeless folks. He also has his name on a UCSF hospital. And so it's sort of like at the one hand, you've got civic leaders saying, hey, we need the tech community to step up and help with some of our civic needs. And then you've got this at the same time. It's kind of a mixed message, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, when you're naming something for a donor, you know, you're doing it as a very public and strategic way to honor someone's generosity and also encourage their peers to give. And that's something that nonprofits have found over decades really works. And so when controversy happens, when a donation is perhaps viewed as tainted, like I said, a nonprofit's going to have to think very, very carefully about how they proceed because other big donors are watching.
All right, let's go to the phones and let's begin with Carl in San Francisco. Welcome.
Yes, hi. My name is Carl, and I think that everyone is rushing to judgment about Facebook. And I think it's fine to have opinions about Facebook, but my view is that the Zuckerbergs did this out of the goodness of their hearts with the desire to see better health care in San Francisco. For us to rush to judgment on Facebook's business dealings would be to really be a slap in the face to people who I think are looking to help this city provide amazing health care to people who really need it. And I think that we shouldn't be so quick to rush to judgment. I think if we look at every other arena and building that's named for Coke or Pepsi or AT&T or whoever, and think, what have their bad acts been, right? To me, this was a personal donation on behalf of the Zuckerberg themselves. And not, I try to say, like, if I'm not happy with Facebook, I'm going to stop using Facebook. But for our healthcare in our city, I think they did an amazing thing, and they should be applauded for it.
All right, Carl, thanks very much for that. And Maria Demento, what can you, off the top of your head, think of an example of what you were describing earlier where someone had committed a crime or was accused of something fairly heinous and their name was taken off a scholarship or a building?
Yes, there have been a couple of instances of that in recent years. I'm thinking of one going back to, I guess it was about 2005. The amount of the gift was much less, but Queen's University returned a $1 million gift from a donor, and they removed that donor's name from the wing of their business school after the donor had pleaded guilty to a charge of mail fraud. And then, of course, there was the situation in recent years with Bill Cosby. Many of the nonprofit institutions that he had donated to had named buildings for him. One was Central State University in Ohio. They removed his name from their communications building. A community center in Baltimore that he and his wife had donated to did the same. But that happened after multiple credible abuse allegations began to surface. And so, you know, again, those situations are a bit different.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to the phones now. And Cheryl in San Francisco, you're next.
Oh, hi. Thank you, Scott. Yes, I was calling in today to say that I think they should remove Zuckerberg's name because it's symbolizing privatization of a public hospital. And so and a lot of us have concerns about that. San Francisco General has been a public hospital for 150 years. It still is, but with his name in on there, it signifies to us that they're moving towards privatization of a public hospital.
So you're saying this is something you've objected to before, you know, this latest controversy erupted around Facebook?
Oh, yeah. Since the very beginning, we've been having petitions, raising this question, saying about the privatization of a public hospital.
Do you feel the same way about Mark Benioff's name on UCSF?
I haven't really gave that much thought.
But it's sort of the same thing, isn't it?
It is the same thing. It is. So it is. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, no. Thank you.
All right, Cheryl. Thank you so much. And let's go back to the phones now. Meg in Novato, you're next.
Hi, I work at San Francisco General, excuse me, and I'm very much in favor of having Mark Zuckerberg's name taken off of there. Facebook has shown that they have no regard for privacy. Some of the things they've done in this country are highly questionable, and some of the things they've done in other countries are just despicable, and Burma comes to mind about that. And I don't think that a billionaire giving millions of dollars means that they can just do whatever they want. It's a public hospital. It's always been San Francisco General Hospital. And the previous caller made a good point about it, about it becoming going toward privatization, which I really object to.
Yeah, although that's symbolic, right, because it's not really going toward privatization.
Well, it's a step toward it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I object to Benioff's name, too. There's Wells Fargo name on the hospital, too. I want all of that stuff gone. It's our hospital. It's paid for by the citizens of San Francisco. And I think his name should be gone.
All right. Meg, thank you so much for your thoughts on that. And Maria Demento, you talked earlier about sort of naming policies, and obviously, you know, maybe as a part of this, San Francisco will revisit what its policies are with regard to contributions and naming rights. Is this an issue that has sprung up in other places?
Yes, it's sort of an age-old dilemma in the nonprofit world. Whenever a major donor gets into trouble, you know, or their company gets into trouble of one kind or another, there's always the question of, do you remove the name? If you do that, do you have to give the gift back? And that is really something that should be covered in a lot of ironclad gift agreements. You know, those kinds of agreements were not as common 20 years ago, but nowadays, you're not going to see a major donor give this kind of a gift without a really well thought out gift agreement.
Yeah. Here's some listener comments. We've got one here. Philanthropists used to get their name on the building if they donated all the money used to fund the construction. I doubt the general cost only $75 million to build, and of course it didn't. And the idea of selling the name rights to a public hospital is ludicrous. Give the Zuckerbergs credit for what their $75 million actually bought, a pavilion, a wing, a ward, whatever. That's a good point, isn't it, Maria Demento, that, you know, perhaps it should be commensurate with what the gift contributed?
Well, I don't really have an opinion on that. It's really up to the nonprofit and the donors and what kind of agreements they come to.
Yeah. Here's another email from Stacy, who writes, while we can debate whether generals should ever be named and have opinions about the ego of anyone who wants their name on a building, it is beyond dispute that $75 million is an incredibly generous gift that should be lauded. If Supervisor Peskin really wanted to hurt Facebook, he would lead a delete Facebook campaign, starting with his own page. He does have a Facebook page, by the way. And Kyle writes, of course, the name should be removed. It's a shameful bellwether, an ugly, glaring quid pro quo. If he were actually a benevolent human being, the donation wouldn't be contingent on getting his ego stroke. We don't know, of course, Maria, what exactly whether that contribution was a quid pro quo or whether they even wanted their name on the building.
Well, I think, you know, they would not have put their name on the building had they not gotten permission from Zuckerberg and Chan and had a lengthy conversation about it. That kind of thing just doesn't happen off the cuff. You know, but some donors don't want their name on a building, or they'll set up their gift agreement to say, we will have our name on this building for X amount of years, or unless another donor steps up and gives even more, and then they can have their name on the building. So again, it really goes back to what is an institution's naming policy and what is in that gift agreement.
All right, let's go to another call now. Frank in San Francisco, welcome.
Hey, thank you. I just wanted to kind of provide some clarity between the Benioff versus Zuckerberg thing. I think that Benioff probably deserves to have his name on a hospital more than the Zuckerbergs do, just because he is like, what, a fifth or sixth generation San Franciscan and has been like outspoken with homeless rights and everything like that. So between the two, I think Benioff, you know, is a little more deserving.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for your thoughts about that. And let me read another tweet from a listener here. This is just more political grandstanding and extreme political correctness. Aren't there better things to do? Be thankful he donated. Well, Maria Demento, certainly a lot of fundraisers and development people would agree with that. If you're trying to get corporate folks to step up, this is not the way to do it, right?
Well, it sort of depends. It depends on the donor. It depends on the nonprofit. But it does, you know, it does help get other big donors to give when they see that a building has been named for a large gift for a major donor. And so this is a fundraising tactic that has been used for many, many decades, specifically because it works. When wealthy donors see their peers giving, very, very often they too will give to that same cause or that same nonprofit organization.
All right. Well, we are out of time for this half hour. Maria Demento from the Chronicle of Philanthropy, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
And we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll be joined by entertainer, singer, extraordinaire Taylor Mack. I'm Scott Schaefer here today for Mina Kim. Stick around.